لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. أسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقنا حسن النية جميعا وأن يحسن لنا الختام. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions and to grant us the good ending. كنا تكلمنا أمس عن أو في الأيام الماضية عن أقسام الردة الثلاثة. In the past days we talked about the three types of apostasy. وذكرنا أمثلة عن كل منها. We mentioned examples about every one of them. وآخر ما تكلمنا عنه الكفر اللفظي. The last examples that we discussed were about the blasphemous sayings. هنا أحب أن أشير إلى مسألتين قبل أن نكمل الكلام ونذكر ما يستثنى من الكفر في حالة النطق به. من يستثنى من أن يحكم عليه بالكفر في حالة النطق به. Let me, before continuing talking about the cases where one is exempt from being judged as a blasphemer if one utters a blasphemous statement, let me before that go over two examples. في بعض الكتب المشهورة، في كتاب مشهور، يوجد عبارة فاسدة مكتوب في هذا الكتاب: من قال أنا مؤمن فهو كافر، ومن قال أنا عالم فهو جاهل. وصاحب هذا الكلام باطل فاسد، وصاحب هذا الكتاب ينسب هذا القول لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويزعمه حديثا نبويا. In one famous book it is written that the one who says I am a believer is a blasphemer, and the one, this is what's written, and the one who says I am knowledgeable is an ignorant. This statement is wrong, of course. In that book it is written that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that statement. هذا كذب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا يوجد مثل هذا الحديث، يعني في أي كتاب من كتب الصحيح، ولا حكم بصحته حافظ بل هو من المقطوع بكذبه. Such statement is not narrated in any صحيح, in any book in which a scholar of hadith mentioned hadith that are صحيح, nor any expert in this field in the knowledge of hadith judged it as صحيح. For sure it is confirmed that this is a fabricated hadith. كل المسلمين من غير استثناء قالوا يجوز أن يقال أنا مؤمن, ما فيه كلام. All the Muslims without any exception said it is permissible to say I am a believer. الأشاعرة هكذا قالوا والماتريدية هكذا قالوا. This is what the Ash'aris said and the Maturidis. وفي بعض الأحاديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل أناسا من أنتم؟ فقالوا المؤمنون, قال أو المسلمون. In some hadith, in one hadith, it is narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asked a group of people, who are you? And they answered, we are the believers. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not tell them it is not permissible to say that. على كل حال هذه العبارة ينبغي التحذير منها والظن أنها مدسوسة على صاحب ذلك الكتاب, الظن أنها مدسوسة على مؤلف ذلك الكتاب لأنه عالم يعرف أن هذا لا يمتنع. This is a statement that one should warn against it. Most likely it is added to that book and the author of that book did not put it himself in his book, rather someone else added it to it, because the author of that book knows very well the rules pertaining to this matter. هذه الكلمة موجودة في كتاب إحياء علوم الدين للغزالي. This false statement is mentioned in the book of إحياء علوم الدين authored by الغزالي. والغزالي أعلى مقاما من أن يقول مثل هذا الكلام. الغزالي knows better than this. He does not say such a statement. أليس في القرآن أن يوسف قال عن نفسه إني حفيظ عليم؟ كيف يكون الذي يقول عن نفسه أنا عالم جاهلا؟ لا يقبل هذا. Isn't it mentioned in the Quran that Yusuf عليه السلام, Prophet Yusuf, described himself of being an knowledgeable person? Yes. So how would it be accepted to attribute to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said, whomever says about himself he is knowledgeable, then he is an ignorant. هذه مسألة. This is one case. مسألة أخرى. في بعض البلاد, في بلاد الشام وبعض نواحي الجزائر, وبعض نواحي الصومال, بعض الناس وغير هذه, وبعض نواحي الحبشة, بعض الناس عند الدعاء يقولون اللهم أجرنا وأهلينا وجميع المسلمين من النار. هذا الكلام مخالف للقرآن ومخالف لحديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, لأن القرآن أخبرنا أن بعض المسلمين يعذبون في النار وإن كانوا يخرجون منها بعد ذلك, وحديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أيضا على ذلك, فلا يجوز الدعاء بهذا الدعاء. Some people in the area of Al-Sham, in some areas of Algeria, likewise in some areas of Somalia and Ethiopia, when they make dua, they say, O Allah, protect us, our families, and all the Muslims from hellfire. It is not permissible to make such a dua, because Allah told us in Al-Quran that some Muslims for sure are going to be tortured in hellfire. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned the same. So it is not permissible to make a dua that belies Al-Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. يمكن كثير من الذين يقولون هذا الدعاء لا يفهمون المعنى, ويمكن منهم من لم يعرف أن الشريعة جاء فيها أن بعض الناس من المسلمين يعذبون في نار جهنم لابد, لكن على كل حال لابد من التحذير من هذا الدعاء. Maybe some of those who say this dua do not understand what they are saying. They don't know Arabic. They just know the words and they say them in Arabic without knowing what they mean. And maybe some of them did not know that in the religion that there are texts that explicitly mentions that some of the believers are going to be tortured in hellfire. Anyway, one needs to warn against this dua. طيب بعد ذكر هذا نرجع إلى ما كنا بصدده. After mentioning this, let's continue explaining the text that we were going over it. قلنا من نطق بكلمة الكفر طائعا يعني بإرادته ليس مكرها بالقتل ونحوه يكفر. We said that the one who voluntarily utters a blasphemous statement without him being forced to say that by the threat of death or the like, blasphemes. لكن هناك استثناءات. But there are certain exceptions. الحالة الأولى حالة الإكراه كما ذكرنا. The first case is for one to be forced to say this statement. أي إن أكره بالقتل ونحوه على التلفظ بالكفر ولم ينشرح صدره للكفر فإنه لا يكفر عند ذلك. So if one is forced by the threat of death or the like to utter a blasphemous statement and because of that he does it, in this case one is not judged as a blasphemer if he is not delighted with what he says. الحالة الثانية وهي معروفة مما ذكرناه مفهومة مما ذكرناه أيضا حالة سبق اللسان. معناه أن يريد الشخص النطق بكلمة فيسبق لسانه فينطق بكلمة أخرى كفرية. هنا لا يكفر. مثال ذلك أنه يريد أن يقول اللهم أنت ربي وأنا عبدك فيغلط يسبق لسانه فيقول اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك. هو لا يريد أن يقول ذلك لكن سبق لسانه. هنا لا يكفر. A second exemption is the slip of the tongue. It is also understood from what we said. It means for one to utter a blasphemous statement involuntarily. He does not want to say it. He wants to say another statement. But involuntarily, his tongue slips. In this case, he is not judged as a blasphemer. An example for that, if one wants to say, O Allah, you are my Lord, I am your slave. But he commits a mistake, his tongue slips and he says, O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. In this case, such a person is not judged as a blasphemer because this statement is not uttered voluntarily by him. الحال الثالثة حال غيبوبة العقل. The third exempted case is the case of insanity, the absence of the mind. فلو جن الشخص ونطق في حال جنونه بكلمة كفرية لا تكتب عليه، وكذا لو نام ونطق في حال نومه بكلمة كفرية لا تكتب عليه. So if a person, for example, becomes crazy, and during that, while he is crazy, during the stage of craziness, he utters a blasphemous statement. This blasphemous statement is not written by the angels. That is, he does not become a blasphemer because of that. Likewise, if one sleeps and during his sleep he utters a blasphemous statement, he does not blaspheme by that. كذلك يستثنى حالة حكاية الكفر عن غيره. واحد يقول فلان قال كذا وكذا، أو الطائفة الفلانية يقولون كذا وكذا ويحكي عقيدتهم الكفرية، هذا لا يكفر. الله قال لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة، هذه حكاية عن عقيدتهم الكفرية. Another exemption is when one copies what some blasphemers say. So he copies from others their blasphemous statement. In this case, one does not blaspheme. Allah said in Al-Quran, لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة. Which means, those who said that Allah is those who said the statement of Trinity blasphemed by that. So copying what others say, copying the blasphemous saying of others, is not blasphemy. طالما أن الشخص لا ينقل مع الموافقة، أما إن كان ينقل راضيا بالكلام الكفري فهو كفر. Of course, if one is copying what others say without agreeing with them, if one copies a blasphemous statement while agreeing with that statement, then one blasphemes. هلا صيغة الحكاية قد تكون في أول الكلام وقد تكون في آخر الكلام. وفي الحالين تعد صيغة حكاية. When we say copying from others, that is the one who copies, uses a statement that gives the meaning that he is copying from others. This statement might be at the beginning of what he says or at the end. In both cases, it is valid. قد يقول الشخص قال زيد كذا وكذا وقد يقول كذا وكذا وكذا قاله زيد أو هو قول زيد. في الحالين هذا حكاية. The person might say so and so said such and such, and might say such and such is said by so and so, or is the saying of so and so. In both cases, one is considered copying the saying of others. أيضا يستثنى حالة من نطق بكلمة الكفر وهو لا يعرف معناها الكفري، لا يعرف أن في اللغة معناها كذا وكذا وهو المعنى الكفري، بل يظن لجهله باللغة أن لها معنى آخر غير كفري فيقولها ظانا أنها تعطي المعنى الآخر الذي هو غير كفر، هنا لا يكفر. Another exception, if one says a blasphemous statement while believing, thinking that it does not bear the blasphemous meaning in the language, out of his lack of knowledge of the language, he thinks that it bears another meaning which is not blasphemous. He does not know its real meaning. So he says it thinking that it bears a meaning which is not the blasphemous meaning. In this case, one does not blaspheme. مثلا واحد لا يعرف العربية، علمه أشخاص سفهاء كلمة كفرية في اللغة العربية وقالوا له هذه معناها كيف صحتك، فقالها وهو يظن أن هذا معناها أنه يقول كيف صحتك، هنا لا يكفر لأنه يجهل معناها في اللغة. An example of that is if some bad people teach a person a word in the Arabic language, it is a blasphemous word, and they tell that person this word means such and such, this word means how are you, and this person does not know Arabic, so he believes them. Then he says it thinking that it means how are you. In this case, this person does not blaspheme. أما لو عرف معناها في اللغة ومع ذلك قالها، عرف معناها الكفري ومع ذلك قالها، وقال أنا أقصد بها المعنى الآخر، كيف حالك؟ هنا لا ينفعه هذا، قصده لا ينظر إليه بل يكفر. واحد عرف أن معنى هذه الكلمة شتم لله مثلا، سب لله، قال أنا سأقولها لكن أقصد بها شيئا آخر، وهو يعلم أنها في اللغة لا تحمل إلا معنى السب لله عز وجل. هنا إذا قالها كفر ولو قصد مهما قصد بغض النظر عن قصده، لأنه يعرف معناها. Now once such a person knows the meaning of the blasphemous statement and knows that in the language it bears only a blasphemous meaning, if he says it, he blasphemes. Even if he says, I will intend with it another meaning, this does not benefit him, because he knows what meaning it bears in the language and that this meaning is a blasphemous meaning. He knows that it does not bear another meaning which is not blasphemy. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear?
Yes, in the case where someone says a blasphemous statement and he says they say, but no one to him said it.
This is more, okay, we'll get to that, inshallah. طيب اوكي، ويل ديلي يور كويستشن اند بهاز كويستشن ان شاء الله، ديلي ذم اب تيل ذا اند ان شاء الله. نعم امام، عن ما معناه عند الاطلاق؟ ليقل اللهم أجرنا وأهلينا، ليقل اللهم اغفر للمسلمين، لا يقل اللهم أجر المسلمين من النار، ليقل الله جميعا، ليقل اللهم اغفر للمسلمين. اغفر ليس معناها كل الذنوب. نعم تامر، just a moment تامر، sorry. قلنا أن لا يقول الإنسان اللهم أجرنا وجميع وأجر أهلينا وجميع المسلمين من نار جهنم، إن شاء ليقول اللهم اغفر لنا ولأهلينا ولجميع المسلمين، لأنه إذا قال اللهم اغفر لنا وللمسلمين ليس معنى ذلك اغفر كل الذنوب، ليس معناه كل المسلمين يغفر لهم كل الذنوب، فليس في هذا نفي أن بعضهم يدخلون النار. We said one should not say, oh Allah, protect us, our families and all the Muslims from hellfire, because for sure some Muslims are going to be tortured in hellfire. Now, if someone says, oh, Allah forgives us, our families and the Muslims, that works. Because forgives does not mean all their sins. Allah forgives for some people some of their sins. Still, they might enter hellfire. ثم هذا الدعاء وارد. الدعاء بالمغفرة للمسلمين كلهم وارد. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال من استغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات كتب الله له بعدد كل كتب الله له حسنات بعدد كل مؤمن ومؤمنة. On top of that, the issue of asking forgiveness for the believers is something that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام urged us to say. He said that the one who makes istighfar for the believers, males and females, Allah Ta'ala gives him rewards with the same number of the believers. يعني من آدم إلى أيامنا. That is from the time of Adam عليه السلام up till nowadays. I did not ask about that. طيب ايه تامر؟ Yes. Yes. If one starts with a blasphemous statement and he wants to mention at the end the statement that indicates that he is copying, then of course he has to have this intention from the beginning. If he is saying a blasphemous statement without intending to copy it from another one, and then later he changes his mind, this does not exempt him from being judged as a blasphemer. But you are... I don't want you to ask me questions on the side. Tamir's question was not on the side. يعني, but I don't want you to ask me questions on the side. Let's finish what we are talking about. At the end you will ask. So if you have any question about what I said, please ask. Otherwise, delay it up till the end. Which one? I don't remember. طيب. أيضا مما يستثنى حالة كذلك. وهي حالة المتأول في غير القطعيات. معنى ذلك أن هناك بعض الأحكام التي وردت في النصوص الشرعية قد يسمع الشخص الآية أو الحديث الذي ورد فيه الحكم لكن قد لا يفهم معناه، قد يتأوله على معنى آخر. إذا تأوله على معنى آخر وكان هذا الأمر ليس من القطعيات في الدين فهذا ينجيه من أن يحكم عليه بالكفر. يعني مثلا إذا واحد فهم آية خطأ فظن أن معناها أن هناك إلها آخر مع الله هذا لا ينجيه من أن يحكم عليه بالكفر، لأن هذا تأول في القطعي فلا ينجيه تأويله. واحد تأول فظن أن محمدا ليس صادقا أو أنه كان سفيها هذا لا ينجيه من أن يحكم عليه بالكفر، لأن هذا تأول في القطعي مناقض لأصل لا يصح الإيمان، أصل الإيمان لا يصح مع هذا التأويل. أما في بعض الأمور الأخرى التي التأول فيها لا يصادم قطعيا نصا قطعيا قطعيا يعني مقطوع بصحته بلا تردد، في هذه الحال التأول ينجي صاحبه من الكفر. مثل ايش؟ مثل بعض الصحابة كانوا سمعوا آية من القرآن فظنوا أن معناها أن الذي يتقي الله يؤدي الواجبات ويجتنب المحرمات ويتقي الله يجوز له عند ذلك أن يشرب الخمر. ما كانوا سمعوا أن شرب الخمر حتى في هذه الحال حرام، فهموا الآية خطأ. ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جناح فيما طعموا إذا ما اتقوا، ظنوا أن معناها أنهم إذا اتقوا الله يجوز أن يشربوا الخمر، فشربوا الخمر. سيدنا عمر ما كفرهم، إنما أمر أن يجلدوا. قال لهذا الصحابي: تأولت فأخطأت، لو اتقيت الله ما شربت الخمر. يعني من جملة التقوى عدم شرب الخمر، لكن لأن هذا الصحابي ما كان عرف أنه في مطلق الأحوال للتقي ولغير التقي لا يجوز شرب الخمر، لذلك لم يكفره سيدنا عمر. ليش؟ لأنه تأول في غير قطعي، أما التأول في القطعي فلا ينجي من أن يحكم على صاحبه بالكفر، كما لو تأول واحد بعض الآيات وقال إذن الله يشبهنا أو الله له جوارح أو الله جسم أو الله قاعد على العرش، هذا تأويله لا ينجيه لأنه تأول في القطعي والتأول في القطعي لا يقبل. مثل الذين منعوا الزكاة في زمن سيدنا أبي بكر، لأنهم ظنوا، هم ظنوا تأولوا أن الزكاة لا تجب إلا في حياة الرسول، بعد موت الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تجب، هكذا تأولوا ظنوا، لجهلهم هكذا تأولوا الآية، ظنوا معنى الآية، آية من آيات القرآن، ظنوا معناها هكذا. سيدنا أبو بكر ما كفرهم، وإن كان قاتلهم لأجل أن يدفعوا الزكاة، لكن ما كفرهم، لأنهم تأولوا في غير قطعي. Another case is for someone to hear a specific verse containing a religious judgment or a specific hadith containing a religious judgment, but think that this verse has a meaning other than its real meaning, or this hadith has a meaning other than its meaning. So one would infer a meaning other than the real meaning to this verse of this hadith. In such a case, we have two cases. The first one, if by inferring such a meaning, a wrong meaning, to the verse or to the hadith, the person contradicts a rule in the religion which is definitive, there is no cause of a gap because he misinterpreted a verse of Al-Quran. He thought that this is its meaning, but still, because it contradicts something, a rule which is definitive in the religion, then this does not exempt him from being judged as a blasphemer. Another example. Likewise, if he reads a verse in Al-Quran and he thinks that it means that Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was a silly person, he blasphemes, because this inferred meaning contradicts a definitive rule in the religion. Likewise, if he misunderstands a hadith, and because of that he thinks that something existed eternally with Allah without a beginning, he blasphemes, because this contradicts a case which is proved with a clear-cut proof in the religion, a case which is definitive in the religion. Another example, if someone knows that all the Muslims say that drinking wine is prohibited, whether one is a pious one or not. He knows that all the Muslims say that, and that they copy it from those who were before them among Muslims, so on up till the time of the Prophet. And he comes up with a new interpretation of a verse or a hadith, and he believes that this is the interpretation of the hadith, and as a result he says, I believe that for some Muslims, if they are pious or if they are, then it is permissible to drink alcohol, wine, to drink wine. In this case, he blasphemes because he is contradicting a definitive case in the religion. For him, it is definitive because he knows that all the Muslims, they are against this. This is not what they copied. On the other hand, if someone does not know that all the Muslims said that about the wine, he knows that the wine is prohibited, drinking it, but he does not know that it is prohibited for everyone, pious or not pious, etc. And then he reads a verse in Al-Quran and he misinterprets it, thinking that wine, drinking wine, is prohibited for the people who are not pious. As for the pious people, they are allowed to drink some of it. In this case, this person, although his interpretation is wrong, is not judged as a blasphemer, because he does not want to go against what all the Muslims say. Rather, he does not know that all the Muslims say what contradicts what he says. And he relies not on his own opinion, that is, it's not that he himself thought about it and came up with that. He read a hadith or a verse and he misinterpreted it. He thought that this is what it means. Although his thinking was wrong, in this case he is not judged as a blasphemer. So you see, it is a delicate issue. Like those who said it is not an obligation upon us to pay a zakah after the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Bakr did not judge them as blasphemers. Why? Because they did not know that paying a zakah in the religion is an obligation during the time of the Prophet and after his death. They thought that it is an obligation only during his life. From where did they get that? They read a verse in Al-Quran and they misunderstood it. And they did not know, it did not reach them, that all the Muslims, they believe other than that. Other religious texts did not reach them, so they thought that this is the proper interpretation of the verse. they were not judged as blasphemers. Abu Bakr, although he fought them, he did not judge them as blasphemers. واضح, is it clear? يعني هاي المسألة دقيقة لكن طيب. لذلك ينبغي لدقتها, ينبغي أن يكون الشخص متنبها. بعض الناس ما فهموا دقة هذه المسألة ففتحوا باب ضلال. كيف؟ كلما تكلم واحد بشيء مخالف للشرع يقولون هذا متأول معذور, متأول معذور, هكذا يضيع الدين, يضيع الدين هكذا. Some people, they did not understand this case, and because of the they did not understand it well, they opened a gate, a wide gate of misguidance. What did they? Every time someone comes up with a new opinion that contradicts the rules of the religion, they would say, well, he is making ta'wil, he is saying that because he makes ta'wil. This is his understanding of the verse, or this is his understanding of the hadith, so he is excused. This destroys the religion. Because everyone then can come up with a different interpretation and says, well, this is my understanding, this is his understanding, this is her understanding, and then if this is accepted, there will be no religion of Islam. There will be 100,000 or even more different religions. طيب. طيب إذا كان الأمر كذلك, وهناك استثناءات في هذه المسألة, ونحن لسنا علماء في اللغة, يعني قلنا كلمة النبي لا تأتي بمعنى الأرض المحدودبة كما أنها تأتي بمعنى الإنسان الذي أوحى الله إليه. أغلب المسلمين لو سألتهم, أغلب العرب لو سألتهم عن معنى النبي لا يعرفون أنها تأتي بمعنى الأرض المحدودبة. طيب إذا سمعنا إنسانا يتكلم بكلمة تخوف, إذا عندما نسمعها نخاف لا ننطق بها نحن, كيف تحكم على هذا الشخص؟ أن تنظر للحكم عليه, ماذا يفهم من هذه الكلمة, ما هو معنى هذه الكلمة عنده. لا تبحث في قواميس اللغة, إنما يعني أنه لست لأجل الحكم عليه, يكفيك أن تنظر في فهمه للكلمة, هذه الكلمة ما معناها عنده, ماذا يظن هو أن معناها في اللغة. وعلى حسب ما يفهم منها تحكم عليه. So when we hear a statement that makes us worried, if you hear a statement from someone that you wouldn't say it, you want to judge the person who says it. Is he a Muslim or not? You want to pass a judgment. Well, we are not scholars of language. Sometimes the word might have different meanings, and we might only know one meaning among those meanings. So how do we do to judge such a person? What we do is we check what does this person understand from that word. In other terms, what does he think the meaning of this word is in the language? And based on that, you pass the judgment. إن كان المعنى الذي يظنه للكلمة في اللغة معنى كفريا يظن أن هذه الكلمة هذا معناها معنى كفريا تحكم عليه بالكفر. إن كان يظن أن لها في اللغة معنيين تنظر ماذا قصد معنى كفريا ومعنى غير كفري تنظر أي المعنيين قصد. إن قصد المعنى الكفري يحكم عليه بالكفر، إن قصد المعنى الآخر لا يحكم عليه بالكفر. إن كان يظن أن معناها في اللغة معنى سليما ليس فيه كفر جائز أن يقال، فهنا لا يحكم عليه بالكفر. على حسب ما يظن معنى هذه الكلمة في اللغة يحكم عليه. If this person thinks that the meaning of his statement in the language is a meaning which is judged as blasphemy, which you judge as blasphemy, then you judge him as what? As a blasphemer. If he thinks, regardless of the real meaning of the word in the language, regardless of that, if he believes that the meaning of this word is not a blasphemous meaning, is a meaning that does not entail blasphemy, you know it does not entail blasphemy, then you do not judge that person to be a blasphemer. If he thinks that this word in the language bears two meanings, and you know that one of them is a blasphemous meaning, the other one is not a blasphemous meaning, then you check his intention. If he intended the blasphemous meaning, you judge him as a blasphemer. If he intended the meaning which is not blasphemy, you do not judge him as a blasphemer. And this is how the case goes. واضح? Is it clear? يعني لا تحتاج أن تغوص في اللغة لتحكم على الشخص، بغض النظر عن المعنى اللغوي تنظر هو ماذا يفهم منها، ما معناها، ماذا يظن معناها في اللغة. هلا إذا كان يعرف معناها في اللغة وكان المعنى كفريا وكان يعرف المعنى، إذا قال لكن أنا ما قصدت هذا المعنى لا ينفعه. يعني واحد شتم الله، قال واحد مثلا قال والعياذ بالله أخت الله، ويعرف ما معنى الأخت ويعرف هذا ما معناه، بعدين قال بس أنا ما قصدت أن أشتم الله، لا يقبل منه لأنه يعرف المعنى. إذا قال أنا ما قصدت، أنا لا أصدق في قلبي أن الله له أختا، لا يقبل منه لأنه يعرف المعنى، يحكم عليه بالكفر. لكن لو كان الشخص مثلا ألمانيا لا يعرف العربية، فعلمه واحد هذه الكلمة وقال له هذه معناها صباح الخير، إذا قال أنا ما كنت أعرف أن هذا معناها يصدق ولا يحكم عليه بالكفر. So you check what the person understands regardless of the... You don't need to go through all the dictionaries to judge what the person says. You check what the person understands from this word. What does he think it means in the language? If he knows what it means in the language and it is a blasphemous meaning, then his intention is irrelevant. Irrelevant. Like if someone says, O Son of God, he knows what Son means. He knows the meaning of the language of this statement. You know how some people, they address each other with this statement sometimes. So if he says that, he knows what it means. If you tell him, how do you say this statement? He says, well, I did not mean that. Well, it doesn't benefit him. It doesn't. This is not an excuse for him. Because he knows what it means in the language. Now, if a person who does not know English originally, he does not speak English, and someone tells him this means good morning, and he says it intending that, and then you tell him, how do you say this? He tells you, well, I didn't know. Then you would believe him. And you would not judge him as a blasphemer. But the one who knows what it means in the language, you judge him according to what he knows. طيب خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here. إن كان أحد له سؤال فليتفضل. You ask him, you tell him, if you mean such and such, then this is blasphemy, don't say it. You need to take a shahada. If you mean such and such, then this is not blasphemy. This is the most direct way. You tell him, he knows himself. وبكم
شيخ بس لما يكون معطي محاضرة أو درس يكون في أشخاص قاعدين تحذير من الوهابية.
Some people you can put a certain pressure on them if they commit a mistake to correct their situation. And some people you cannot put any pressure on them. So you tell them and they know themselves. اتفضل بسام.
اسألوا مثلا ماذا يقول فلان؟
عيد الزبط.
اذا مثلا في محاضرة تحذير من الوهابية وعدين اشخاص. فبيسألهم شو بيقول هذا طبع الوهابية كبير الوهابية. بصير يطلع فيهم محنم ساكتين محنم بيرد. فهو بعد مرور فترة مثلا 20 نص دقيقة لهم بيقول هو. وهو هذا كذا وكذا كلام كفري.
طالما يعد أنه ليس هناك فاصل وأن هذا الكلام تابع لصيغة الحكاية لا يكفر. في العرف يعد أنه ما حصل انقطاع.
But an aspect, an attribute of that word, they then apply to a human being. For example, the word angel, it wouldn't apply to a human being. But then they call the children, oh, they look so angelic, meaning innocent, and that they don't commit sins at this age. Would the person be judged?
Is this acceptable in the language? It depends on the language. تفضلوا اسامة.
هلا في مجال مرات بنقول له اذا كان قصدك كذا بيكون كفر, واذا كان قصدك ما غير الكفر ما كفر. ومرات حتى يعني ما بنتكلم معه بهذا الامر. معاملتنا للشخص في مجال
ان لم يكن الكلام صريحا لا تحكم عليه بالكفر.
بارك الله فيك
وفيك. اتفضل حاج.
صار معنا هذه المسألة بس دي سلفيها اللي احتفهمها. اذا واحد قال عن فلان, اذا فلان قال كذا ان شاء الله يقول كذا عن كلمة الكفر لا اعمل فيه مثلا لا اضربه مثلا.
يفهم ان فعل
قال ان شاء الله يقوله. هو ما قصد المعنى انه عم بيتمنى.
لا انما معناه ان فعل لا افعلن به.
اي
هذا ليس كفرا لا يكفر. هو لا يكفر. يا محمد
يعذبون في النار.
الله تعالى قال إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. هذه الآية تدل على أن من المؤمنين من يعذب في نار جهنم. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. This verse means that some believers are going to be tortured in hellfire. Those who consume the money of the orphans unjustly are threatened. Allah said in Al-Quran that they are going to be tortured in hellfire. Hey Khalid. Khalid, go ahead.
I have noticed that this has happened quite a few times to me, that you tell somebody such and such a statement is kufr, you sense they completely believe you, and then they repeat the statement without saying the Christians say or the Hindus say. They repeat it like they're thinking out loud or something. And then are we permitted to tell them, say the Christians say after that, because we believe this.
Sometimes the context, how the dialogue, how the dialogue takes place, how the circumstances, it is understood by the norm that they are copying this statement. It is known. Then this is considered that, يعني, in this case, they wouldn't be considered blasphemers.
So we don't have to tell them, say that so and so people say that. We can leave it.
It depends on every case.
I'm talking about what you're.
Yeah,
saying.
Yeah. When it is when anything means when anything means that one is copying, then it's okay.
Even if it's merely understood, because but this is what's
understood not by himself. In the norm, in the language, then it's okay.
Okay, barakallahu feek.
Wa feek. Just one. Waleed, we are going like this, so we'll get to you, inshallah.
بالنسبة للنائم اللي قال كفر هو نائم. بس لما فقالوا له لك عم بتخبص بالحكي قام تشهد رأسا قالوا له خبص بالحكي وانت نايم فتشهد رأسا هيدا هو رفع القلم عن النائم صح هيدا معلوم من الدين بالضرورة انه رفع القلم عن النائم
اذا واحد شهد وين الاشكال
لانه فكر حاله هو نايم لما حكي كلام الكفر انه كفر
لا الان يتشهد كذب الدين هذا معلوم من الدين بالضرورة أنه مرفوع عنه القلم.
أيوة.
عم نمشي هيك حاج. هو هيك حاج مشينا هيك بس ما بقى في حدا هون. هلا بعد ما قلنا هون أفعل. Go ahead.
What about those people who say you're not qualified to judge? Another one as a blasphemer and the like.
Okay, take it away. Go ahead, say it.
What about those people who say,
this is better.
You're not qualified to call such and such a blasphemer and the like.
Why? If someone tells you you are not qualified to say about such so and so that he is blasphemer, you tell him why. If I apply the verse of Al-Quran, I wouldn't be qualified. The verses of Al-Quran are to be applied or not. Why wouldn't I be qualified? I understand what he says. I know the judgment in the religion. I'm applying the judgment the religious judgment. So when then would I be qualified if I'm not qualified in this case? Those are people who do not care about the religion, really. This is why they say that. They care about other agendas. Tafadhal habibi.
Someone might say, and they say a statement of blasphemy, sarih, one clear meaning. But they show signs like as if they're delighted with saying that statement.
So they are copying it with signs that they are delighted. Sometimes those so-called signs might delude the person. Yani if someone copies blasphemy while smiling, this does not necessitate that he agrees with it. So you tell him, you tell the person, if you are copying it while agreeing with it, delighted with it, then this is blasphemy. Be aware of that. They know themselves.
And does that apply the same case for someone who, you know, you believe they know the language as well as you do, but they say a statement, which is one clear meaning, blasphemous, but then they tell you they're not saying they said, or someone may say, they say the statement. But then they tell you, I didn't know the meaning of the statement. You don't believe them.
Then when you hear them saying the blasphemous statement, you judge them as blasphemous. Yeah, sometimes you don't believe them. Me too. Sometimes if they say that, I don't believe them. Because I know they know. Yes, Sammy. عند الله هذا لا يكون كافرا لكن القاضي يعامله معاملة المرتد هو الذي سكر عمدا الذي سكر عمدا هذا إن كان تكلم بكلمة الردة وهو وعقله غائب عند الله لا يكون كافرا لكن القاضي يعامله معاملة المرتد يا رائد
ما هو حكم قول الساهي
الساهي معناه بغير إرادة يتكلم
نعم فهمت من ذلك absent minded مثلا قد يقرأ شخص قصيدة مثلا وفيها كفر لكن لا يفكر هو يقرأ بدون فكر مثلا ثم يقول شيئا كفري ثم يقول لنفسي ما هذا ماذا قلت يعني قرأت بدون فكر
في تلك اللحظة عندما قال كان يعرف المعنى في اللحظة تلك أم كان المعنى غائبا عن قلبه
غائب
في تلك اللحظة كان يظن المعنى شيئا آخر
لا يفكر عن المعنى بالمرة فقد يقرأ بدون فكر
يظن نفسه يقرأ كلاما لا يعرف معناه
And it could be a habit, maybe sometimes it sticks in his head.
Someone reads something and there is a blasphemous statement there. And he is reading, when he gets there, he continues reading. Now after he reads it, then it gets to his mind what it means. When he read it, he did not understand what it means. After reading it, He understood. It didn't get to his mind. When he read it, he thought it has a meaning which he doesn't know, or he didn't think about it, or he thought it was another meaning. And then after reading it, he knows about its meaning, or he remembers the meaning. This is not blasphemy on his part. He does not blaspheme.
I meant actually he's reciting something from his memory.
Okay.
Like a song, for example.
The same thing.
It doesn't just mean went against the basics of belief.
No, I didn't say.
No,
that.
I'm asking. Like, there's no.
I gave an example, like drinking alcohol. If he knows that it is forbidden for everyone, and then he says, "But I think this hadith means for some."
Heard.
Yeah, sometimes it's considered clear cut for him because he heard previously from all the Muslims something. Yeah, تفضل.
Salim. Recording and faxing regarded in the same way as writing by the pen and by speaking.
Faxing, recording, that is, if someone records what he says. Yeah, it is like writing, of course.
And same as photocopying.
The same judgment applies. تفضل فوزي. Allah will take after Fawzi Dana's question and that's it, inshallah. طيب وأبو صلاح's question. And that's it. Go ahead.
Sheikh Samir, some words or statements in Arabic language, according to the statement, they have their own meaning. Sometimes when you translate it in other than Arabic language, they don't give, like, they give the blasphemous meaning. But they using the explanation the way explained in Arabic. Like sometimes some...
Originally, in that language, what is the meaning?
The meaning, it gives a blasphemous meaning.
Okay,
but
originally.
They explain, they say, no, we don't mean that. And then they explain, they use explanation in the, like, Arabic explanation. Like, some people, they think themselves is knowledgeable, and then they read...
Still, if they know that originally in the language, its meaning is a blasphemous meaning,
okay. They
do not use it. Even if they want to explain it in another way. I'll give you an example in the Harari language. For example, the words that, self, does not exist in the Harari language. The word used for that in the Harari language gives the meaning of a body. You are not allowed to use that word attribute it to Allah and then explain it to mean self. You are not allowed. Then you use the Arabic term that for that.
My other question is, what is the judgment of the people who are using this?
It depends on their understanding.
Even though they say they don't mean that.
Maybe they think in the language it bears the proper meaning.
Right.
If they know that in the language it does not bear that meaning, its meaning is a blasphemous meaning, and then they say it voluntarily, then they blaspheme, regardless of their intentions.
Regardless of their intentions.
If they know
that
in the language it does not bear other than the blasphemous meaning.
Tell them not to use that word.
Yeah, tell them. Anyway, tell them not to use that word. For example, to use the term that. What's this word in the Harari language? Which some people might use it to mean that. Ruh, it doesn't give them, no. No, what does body mean? Jism.
Calm.
You can't use it to mean that. No, attribute it to Allah, you cannot. بس أبو صلاح كان قبل.
بارك الله فيك شيخي. بالنسبة لهذا الذي تعدى بسكره وغاب عقله ونطق بالكفر. قلت أن القاضي يعامله معاملة المرتد.
بلى.
يعني يحكم بردته ولا
يعامله معاملة المرتد.
يعني.
بالنسبة للمال، بالنسبة للنكاح، يعامله معاملة المرتد.
بارك الله فيك.
وفيك. دانا. تفضل محمد.
مولانا الذي يقول يردد عبارة الخلق وعيال الله، وهل هذا ورد؟ ما معنى هذه العبارة؟
أي الخلق فقراء إلى الله، عيال رجل مثلا في اللغة الذين ينفق عليهم، أما الذي يفهم منها أولاد ويقولها فيكفر. الذي يقول الخلق عيال الله ويفهم منها أولاد الله يكفر، لكن هي في اللغة معناها فقراء الله، المحتاجون إلى الله، وهي ليست حديثا نبويا. حديث وارد لكنه ضعيف ضعيف إسناده لا يعتمد عليه بالمرة بالمرة. طيب بارك الله فيكم. بلا she had the same question. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم. إن شاء الله.